For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And Jasmine, this week we have something very special lined up. You took some time to explore not just different music, but different languages.
Over the last couple of years, I've become super interested in music sung in the indigenous languages of Latin America. But, you know, kind of like in a really dynamic way. I'm not talking about the kind of stuff that gets labeled world music or ethnic music and stored away to gather dust. I'm talking about hip-hop groups, heavy metal bands, reggaeton, electronica. So today I'm sharing just some of my favorite singers and bands. And this is just a handful.
And what are we going to start off with?
This is Luzmila Carpio from Bolivia. It's an Argentine remix by El Remolón.
And she's singing in.
Luzmila Carpio sings songs of the Quechua people of Bolivia.
We've played Luzmila Carpio on the show before, and I really like what you brought last time, and I very much like this one. Tell us a little bit more about her.
Sure. Luzmila Carpio is a Bolivian singer, just very revered Bolivian folk singer. And she actually is the former Bolivian ambassador to France. And she grew up learning the daily songs of the Quechua and Aymara indigenous people that inhabit the mountains and valleys of Bolivia.
Okay, now we know a little bit about her. Tell us a little bit more about Quechua.
It's a language that is spoken primarily in the Andes of South America. So Bolivia, Ecuador, Peru. And it's thousands of years old, you know? I mean, it was spoken in the Incan Empire. There's something really cool about what's happening on this track, you know, which is that this woman who is a very revered folk singer, you know, her song is being taken by these club kids, these nightclub kids that are in the nightclub scene of Buenos Aires, and it's being remixed to like come off as this really, really eerie and end of the night dance track.
What piqued your interest in diving into these languages mixed in with all this music?
So when I was living in Mexico and traveling throughout Mexico and Central America, it got to this point in which I was so astounded by the sheer number and diversity of native languages. Every time I thought, okay, I kind of know who speaks what and what's going on, I would stumble across a new language. I mean, it's amazing. And I also was really marveled by the fact that younger generations, like my age and younger, are really getting into not just speaking out in their native languages and their grandparents' and great-grandparents' languages, but also singing in them. And I'm talking about not just like this very, this very static, like folk, you know, preserved in time, what's always been...
Like museum music.
Yeah, that's just so messed up whenever, you know, you see something indigenous and it's museum stuff.
Because it's still a lot of times often a very living and breathing culture.
Absolutely. So I just got really into these kids that are doing hip hop and heavy metal and reggaeton and electronica with indigenous languages, you know, not condemning it to die by making it stuck in time.
Did you ever come across anyone speaking Otomi?
No.
My grandmother was Otomi.
Really?
Yes, she was. I never heard her speak anything but Spanish, though.
Yeah, I think it's also a generational thing. I mean, it used to be considered, for reasons of survival, for reasons of internal racism and imposed racism, it used to be considered something that you should forget and that you should hide, maybe speak behind closed doors.
From Bolivia to where next?
Next up, I'm going to take you to Guatemala. This is a group of artists, but the one that I am really focusing on here is called MC Tsutu Bactuncan, and he speaks Tsutuhil of Guatemala. Check it out.
Whoa, na, 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 whoa, na, 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 na. Whoa, na, 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 whoa, na, 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 na. Whoa, na, 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 whoa, na, 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 na. Hey. Lago Negro, muere la diversidad, el eslabón de oro en tu cuello la mata. El petróleo acaba con la vida de tantas especies, todo a costa de unos intereses. Lago Negro, muere la diversidad, el eslabón de oro en tu cuello la mata. El petróleo acaba con la vida de tantas especies, todo a costa de unos intereses.
Intereses, Guatemala no es mala, es bella, aunque en ella avionetas de cocas
estrellan,
que rayan selvas enteras allá en Petén.
Jardín del Edén,
contra frutas pon el retén. Estén o no estén esas frutas prohibidas, ya ni miran ni buscan sustancias nocivas. Pase lo que pase,
digan lo que digan,
ya sabemos que extirpan petróleo en Laguna del Tigre. Sin timbre de impuesto, protestamos porque somos libres. Siempre lo que decimos lo tenemos en manifiesto. Son pensamientos entre la jungla y el cemento.
Ajá, yo, Lago Negro, muere la diversidad, el eslabón de oro en tu cuello la mata. El petróleo acaba con la vida de tantas especies, toma a costa de unos intereses.
Ay, yo,
Lago Negro, muere la diversidad, el eslabón de oro en tu cuello la mata. El petróleo acaba con la vida de tantas especies, todo a costa de unos intereses.
Ay, yo,
dice, sigo secuestrando el micrófono pa' que empiece ya esta historia que llevo en mi memoria. Cuando yo era niño y en mi casa hablaban todos de su gloria. Su majestad Cristóbal Colón es un culero, ale de mal agüero, vino a hacerse rico a costa de todo lo nuestro. No más,
queremos paz.
Ey yo, entonces se lo decimos al mundo entero. ¡Boom! ¡Falla! Lago Negro, muere la diversidad, el eslabón de oro en su cuello la mata. El petróleo acaba con la vida de tantas especies, a costa de unos intereses.
Ey yo,
Lago Negro, muere la diversidad, el eslabón de oro en su cuello la mata. El petróleo acaba con la vida de tantas especies, todo a costa de unos intereses. Entonces lo decimos así, boom, fire, achilam, fire, achilam, balam, así que fue aquí,
achilam, balam, achilambalam, achilam, balam,
estaba escrito allí,
achilam, balam,
así fue aquí,
achilam, balam,
en el lago de Atitlán,
achilam, balam, achilam,
balam,
achilambalam, 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 achilambalam.
Este es un mensaje para el mundo entero, pa' que lo sepan. Aquí llegaron, ya lo saben, desde el lago de Atitlán. Pa' que lo dejen de contaminar. Ya se va a sanar, ya se va a sanar, ya se va a sanar. Hey yo, ya se va a sanar, ya se va a sanar, ya se va a sanar. Tenemos que dejar de contaminar. Ya se va a sanar, ya se va a sanar,
ya se va a sanar.
Ya se va a sanar. paremos de contaminar. Ya se va a sanar, ya se va a sanar, ya se va a sanar, así lo vamos a tocar. Ya se va a sanar, ya se va a sanar, ya se va a sanar. Decimos otra vez, carnal, ya se va a sanar, ya se va a sanar, ya se va a sanar. Ellos achilambalan, falla, boom, achilambalam, estaba escrito ahí,
achilambalam.
Ajá. Ahí estamos, muchachos. Primer round.
Okay, first of all, let me say thank you for bringing this music in, because my mind is completely blown. The combination of the, you know, the idea of the pre-Columbian language were mixed in with like an acoustic guitar R&B.
It is very R&B.
It's very R&B.
Well, and you know, something that is important to point out is that areas like Central America and Mexico have such a back and forth exchange with U.S. culture. If you have entire generations that are coming back and forth, and we should say that a lot of Latin American immigrants who come to the U.S., many people speak indigenous languages, not just Spanish. And so I think that what you're hearing is the influence of that sound, you know?
Even the, there was a couple of hey yo's in there, you know, which was pretty cool. Okay, now, what about, for those of us who speak Spanish, we can understand what they were singing about in Spanish. So what were the indigenous languages? What were those lyrics?
Now, I'm not, I don't speak any indigenous language.
Oh, come on, man.
But I do happen to know that they're talking about the preservation and destruction of Guatemala's rainforests, of the Guatemalan environment, of lakes. They're echoing each other in Spanish and in Sutujil, you know, this concern over the preservation that for a lot of indigenous peoples in Guatemalan who live off of the agriculture, and it's changing the way they live and their ability to sustain themselves.
Do you have any idea if this language is related in any way to Mayan?
My understanding is that Mayan is like an umbrella term, and there's many different variations of Mayan language.
Dialects.
Yes. There's a Tzutuhil, Quiche, Kakchikel. And we're going to, next up, listen to another Mayan language. It's Rock in Tzotzil.
Talk
So this band is called Vallejel. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it entirely right. Felix, you know, a lot of their music is actually very Black Sabbath. They've shared a same stage with Tool.
Really?
Yeah. But I just thought Black Sabbath, Felix is going to like it too much. We're going to lose him midway through the show.
What I'm reminded of is when we went to Vive Latino, I think it was last year, which is the big international rock festival that carries on for like 3 or 4 days in Mexico City that has like, I don't know, a dozen stages. But there was one stage that we stumbled across that was dedicated to the cultural ministry or something of Mexico that had brought in all these indigenous bands from all over Mexico that were playing rock, they were playing hip hop. That's what this stuff reminds me of. And I'm wondering if these languages like in Guatemala and these musicians are getting the support of government or at least some of the recording industry to try to keep these languages alive.
So yes and no. There's been a lot of push, you know, by, for example, the Mexican government has had some push, the cultural ministry, as you mentioned, for Vive Latino, of bringing these bands. And this band is Tzotzil from Chiapas, from southern Mexico. So on one end, yes. On the other end, the recording industry is practically impenetrable, I'd say, if you're not speaking Spanish or Portuguese. You know, a lot of these bands have to get by with the support of followers and audiences. I think a band like this, though, they're kind of amazing. But again, we're talking about a cultural stigma, because I think while there is this movement of I'm going to speak in my grandparents' language, I'm going to speak in my language, there's also throughout Latin America these like cultural tiers. You're super cool if you're a band that speaks in English, like a rock band. And then like you can be super cool if you're a band that sings in Spanish. But if you're a band that sings in a native tongue, you're going to be super cool among certain groups, but it's going to be harder to find widespread popularity. And that's an unfortunate reality. I have to say, I think it's really... Tzotzil is a great language to sing in rock because it has like some really hard phonetics, you know? Like almost Germanic. Like it sounds really hard and badass.
Right, we've talked about that before.
Remember this?
Yeah.
So I went about a year and some months ago, I went camping and I ended up camping in Oventic, in a Zapatista community.
In southern Mexico, in Chiapas.
In Chiapas, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I heard a lot of tzotzil, and it does sound like really rugged, and it's really perfect for the kind of the sounds of rock. Also, it's really cold right now, and I have to shout out to the wool sweaters that I bought over in Chiapas, because, wow, that's keeping me really warm right now. Those guys know how to work their wool and their sweaters and their calcetines.
Okay, so where are we going next?
Let's go to Chile. This is the collective known as Huechequeche Ñi Traún, which means young people uniting.
Very nice.
I practiced a lot.
You did.
Es el Palín, de donde aprendieron nuestro kino, la chispa me como un palí, me amo y le voy a echar tu ahí.
Es el palí,
el que fortalecerá con ella y aulín.
Es el palí,
de donde aprendieron nuestros toquines.
Es el palí,
un preparamiento espiritual de nuestro kino, la chispa me como un palí, me amo y le voy a echar tu ahí.
Chuntung en calfo y ubgene hueme utañi lob ni palife mule mi ya panku yum na huel huequil fil lucho orta ni ben ni huen rapi man luanco coripan chupa na olean capa en ecuru na huel veu la fachanta mule pequiña auga tuntu fachi pali huehuay que yo traigo una buena central de mi pueblo mapuche al entrar al pali hue pidiendo permiso a las fuerzas dueñas que rigen el orden en nuestras tierras con todos mis peñis haciendo purung y lipuna fafan y chaún para darle comienzo al encuentro palife levante ese huiño con fuerza chupape futa malo huiñón palino cato ahí no mule pe nuestra preparación para el huechal peña trincase con sudas y vencerás y serás un guerrero como yuko ya. Kupeta fali, wenda kuntu mufe, mochikim niain, chuchi huevo aluya, fulglea in, munane huento ain, amule pebu pali, beba ni canto ain.
Chingis, epicentro del encuentro, abucha atento, joven despierto, chocando los guiños comienza el palil, milos de guerreros luchar hasta el fin. La estrategia que usamos, la con que ganamos, destreza la cancha, ni buena aplicamos, para esto wey chafa, no existe rival. Y chingue, incluso no buena sensor. En el peligro, la lucha es por anotar una raya, el wey chuntu no pueden parar, la batalla es constante, hacer con chicante, un golpe certero, el palil va adelante. Anotando la raya, no hace vencedores, destreza ni buen, somos los ganadores, levantando la chueca y un guiño malón, con purrún se termina juego.
Es el palí,
el que fortalecerá con ella aullín.
Es el palí,
de donde aprendieron nuestros toquines.
Es el palí,
preparamiento espiritual de nuestro king. Me una chispa, me como un palí, me amo y le voy echando ahí.
Es el palí,
el que fortalecerá con ella aullín.
Es el palí,
de donde aprendieron nuestros toquines.
Es el palí,
preparamiento espiritual de nuestro king. Me una chispa, me como un palí, me amo y le voy echando ahí.
Es el palí,
el que fortalecerá con ella aullín.
Es el palí,
de donde aprendieron.
Es el palí,
preparamiento espiritual de nuestro king. Una chispa me como un palí, me amo y le debo echar tu ahí.
Es el palí,
el que fortalecerá con ella aullín.
Es el palí,
de donde aprendieron nuestros toquines.
Es el palí,
preparamiento espiritual de nuestro king. Una chispa me como un palí, me amo y le debo echar tu ahí.
If I wasn't doing alt Latino, I would want to be in a rap group. Dancing in the background, and one of those guys who always like repeats just a phrase.
You'd be the guy with the sunglasses who's like, yeah.
Yeah. And then and repeats just a phrase. That's what I would want to be.
I'm sure you would be successful. Wildly successful. With the big flannel shirt.
Oh, yeah, man. I wouldn't have the responsibility.
You'd be the guy in the back who's like, Highness. He's like, wait, how much did you get paid for that?
That's me, man.
Oh, man.
So, okay, this guy's rapping in Mapuche.
They throw in some Spanish there. It's a mix of Mapuche and Mapudungung. Mapuches are from Chile and Argentina, and this particular collective is from Chile. And I love what they're doing. And I guess as I was putting together all these songs that I've been listening to, it really got me thinking about how, you know, in the U.S., Latinos are organizing to celebrate, you know, Hispanic Heritage Month. But I think when we celebrate that, there's a lot of focus on the Hispanic, right? On the Spanish part.
Sure.
And I think I'm certainly guilty of it. I think when you're first or second generation, there's a drive or a tendency to idealize the place where your parents and your grandparents and where you came from.
Sure.
And to forget the fact that a lot is going on in Latin America that's not cool. And that is maybe even the reason why your parents and grandparents came here. And part of that is a really deep and a humongous racism and classism against Native American peoples. And that's a reality. And I think that when we talk about Hispanic pride or Hispanic heritage or Latino heritage, we do also need to talk about the divisions among ourselves.
It's cyclical, that whole relationship to the pre-Columbian culture, because back when I was going to school, late 70s, there were a number of people, some of my classmates, who eventually had children while we were still in school or shortly after, and they gave their children pre-Columbian names, Nahuatl names. They were, at that time, celebrating that culture, which is what a lot of us did. We really turned back to these pre-Columbian cultures. By the 80s, that had died out, I think. The other thing I want to mention, too, is that we had a song during our Christmas show, as you may remember. We had a song that was performed by the group Cantigas, and was from the 16th or 17th century. It was written by a priest who was indigenous and then converted to Catholicism, but he used his language to write us this really beautiful song to the Virgin Mary. So even that is an example, a very early example, a 17th century example of the kind of mixture that you're talking about and that you brought with us today. So what are we going to hear next?
I like this collective so much that I decided to bring another song by them. This is one of the members of the collective, and here is the name that is going to destroy me. It's a rapper called Kalfu Yufken Payafilu. And he is a professor of history and geography, and he also has this alter ego in which he does reggaeton mapuche. This is the song Koyong.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this history and geography professor who sings reggaeton in Mapuche.
I was reading an interview with this guy, and I think it's really cool that he's talking about how he loves reggaeton beats and, you know, reggaeton music, but not so much the content, which I think happens to a lot of us.
Right here.
Well, like, it's great music to dance to and go jogging, but sometimes with the lyrics, you're just like, okay, can we get something a little different, a little more substantive. And so I think it's pretty cool that he's taking those beats and, you know, singing about some Mapuche issues, about some politics, like not just totally discarding the genre.
This song starts in a way that a lot of us will recognize, but it's so filled with such wonderful production. Tell us what we're hearing.
This is DJ El Remolón from Buenos Aires, from the ZZK Collective. And he is remixing the song La Bonita. And what you're hearing is chopped up versions of a Guarani children's choir. Guarani being indigenous of South America, Paraguay, northern Argentina, southern Brazil, some parts of Bolivia.
This track is fantastic. Let's hear the rest of it.
Yeah.
Jasmine, thank you so much for bringing in all this music. This was a really fantastic show. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And I do want to remind our listeners that there are hundreds of indigenous languages throughout Latin America, and so much great music that stems from all of those languages and cultures. This is really just a handful of music that I personally have enjoyed.
So we'll have to do it again.
Not only that, listeners should send us songs and artists and bands that they are really into. And they can do that on our Facebook page. We are NPR's Alt Latino, but we also have Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
And also, you can hear each one of these songs in their entirety with these really cool videos on our website at npr.org/altlatino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.